So first of all, I have to apologize. I didn't bring you models, but this work was carried out quite long ago, and it was a small study on lizards of Hungary in a sandy grassland. And this study area was a rather small 0.6 hectare sandy grassland bordered by a poplar plantation and scattered with all different kind of small tussocks and salix shrubs, and of course bear sand and low grass. And this is a quite extreme habitat for three species of lizards. We have some more, but in this area three species occurred: the green lizard, the sand lizard, and the meadow lizard that Europeans probably know. Well, the question was that how these three species divide the area and partition their resources in this quite extreme habitat. My targeted factors were time, daily activity, and temperature preference and vegetation preference of these animals. And I calculated the niche overlap between these animals. And also I calculated the niche width along these axes. And that's what I'm going to present you. Well, actually, I caught the animals, but sometimes I did not catch them if I could recognize the species from a distance. What I got is that their daily activity pattern did not really differ, although in green lizard you might expect here some bimodality, which is quite common in desert species, desert ectothermic reptile species, because in the peak heat they usually retreat. The temperature preference was not much different among the species. It is probably because their physiological makeup is quite similar. But what I found is that they really use different patches of the habitat and characterized by different plant structure. For instance, the Lazzetta agilis, the sand lizard, used the salix bushes and the dense grass, which is more characteristic of wet meadows, while Holoscanus tussock, which was quite common in this meadow, was used by mostly the green lizard, which actually prefers more dense vegetation, more structured vegetation. And the more we went to the open side and the low grass area, more commonly the sand lizard, meadow lizard, we call it sand lizard in Hungary, Podarcis taurica, used that area. So basically what I found and what I calculated from the niche width and the niche overlaps is that this is an area which is more home to the Podarcis taurica, and basically what my conclusion is that these kind of patchy habitats are important to maintain because of nature conservation point of view. Thank you.
I should have pointed out that's a poster. Right?
So it's a poster, yeah, of course. 5 minutes.
Right, so.